I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan on doing any online shopping first, go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Now, before we get into today's episode, it's kind of special. Not so much the episode, but the day that we are actually putting this out. Today is May 30th, 2011. And back on June 28, 1968, Congress passed a Uniform Holiday Bill. And what it did was it moved the certain holidays to a very convenient Monday, some of which include Washington's birthday, Veterans Birthday, and Memorial Day. Memorial Day traditionally was on May 30th. So a lot of people have been wanting to try to get back on the original date instead of just having it on the Monday. It is extremely important to remember our fallen soldiers, remember our active duty soldiers, and our veterans out there. So what I'm going to go ahead and do is take a moment of silence for all you guys to think and play a song, and we'll come back and get into the episode.
Back home now, I know you're probably sleeping. Over here, it's the middle of the day. I finally found some time to write a letter. Sitting here, a half a world away. Heard about all them folks protesting, as if I really want this war. But that don't stop me from believing there's just some things worth fighting for. If I die before you wake, I pray the world will take a good look at what God's given us. That we could only understand everything is in His hands. All we need is a little faith and trust. I want you to know it ain't too high a price to pay if I die before you wake. Tell everybody that I miss them, and I can't wait to get back home. Until then, I'll serve my country and be proud to wear this uniform. If I die before you wake, I pray the world will take a good look at what God's given us. Understand everything is in His hands. All we need is a little
faith and trust. I want you to know it ain't too high a price to pay if I die before you wake. No, it ain't too high a price to pay if I die before you wake.
Okay, welcome back. If you don't have a tear in your eye after hearing that song, I'm not sure what I can say about that. That song was actually sung by a gentleman or a singer by the name of Rex Norton. I'm going to go ahead and put a link to the song, If I Die Before I Wake, before you wake, sorry, inside the show notes site. So if you want, go to otrwesterns.com, check it out, send you a link directly to him. I know I just gave it to you guys for free to listen to. But I definitely want you guys to support him and what he's doing so he can make more beautiful songs like that. Now let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air date's February 1st, 1939, and the title is Merrick's Law. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Of eastern financiers returned to the west. There they saw a great new country ready for development. Railroads were built, the cattle industry was encouraged, and capital was provided for mining ventures. But there were some unscrupulous men with the power of wealth behind them who tried to exploit the new territory and rob the honest settlers. The masked rider of the plains fought their hired gunmen and exposed their schemes. It was he, more than any other man, who preserved the true American democracy of the frontier. Return with us now those thrilling days when the West was young and adventure lay at the end of every trail. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're heading south for the Rio Grande! Hi-yo, Silver! Away!
Our story opens in a luxurious New York office. A group of sleek, well-fed men are sitting around a large table and...
Gentlemen.
You've heard from this fellow, what's his name, Link Fisher, Merrick?
I have. He replied by Pony Express. I have his message here.
And his message?
His report is most encouraging. Most encouraging. Finley, Rogers, Logan, I believe we stand well in the way to double our fortunes.
Good. Good.
Is Link Fisher to be trusted?
As long as we make it worth his while. Oh, he's to be trusted. He'll not get half what we'll pay him from anyone else.
I've heard some ugly things about the man.
Exactly. That's why I know he's the man for us.
Well, what does he say? Has he found anyone to act for us south of the border?
He has. And let me see. He writes, yes, a man by the name of Fernando Perez.
Perez?
A half-breed. Quite a fellow from what Fisher writes. He makes his headquarters in the mountains beyond the Rio Grande.
I see.
Calls himself a liberator.
Calls himself that?
Others call him less polite things.
Oh. An outlaw, I suppose.
An accomplished one. Fisher writes that Perez has gathered quite a band of half-breeds, peons, and crooks north of the border. So far, he's stood off the troops of two governments. I think with the money and arms supplied by us, he'll have the strength to seize most of the southern basin of the Rio Grande.
And in exchange for money and arms?
We get the concessions we want. Hmm. Some of the finest grazing lands on the continent. The right to develop what mines we wish. And a promise not to interfere with the transportation of gold and cattle north of the border.
But what happens to our investment if Mexico City sends enough troops to drive Perez out?
We'll make every effort to see that that doesn't happen. And if by chance those efforts fail...
Yes?
Then I think we can still make out a good case in our favor. We can claim that we entered into negotiations with Perez in good faith. That we believed his government stable. Nothing need be known of the assistance we gave him. Now, gentlemen, I'm convinced we have nothing to fear, unless, of course, we're to be frightened by a masked man.
What's that?
You say a masked man, Merrick? What nonsense is that?
Yes, I thought that would amuse you. Link Fisher writes that he believes some fellow out there they call the Lone Ranger suspects what's up.
Who does he represent?
No one but himself, as I understand it.
Oh, you mean this Link Fisher really believes that one man, a masked man, could make us trouble? Well, that is amusing.
Fisher must be nervous. Well, are we all agreed to go through with this?
One of us should go down there, don't you think, Merrick? I'd like to know more about Perez.
I'm going myself.
Oh, yes?
Since I'll leave before the end of the week. I intend to talk to Perez personally. And I want to see what difficulties there'll be in getting the arms across the border.
Well, if you're going, I'm satisfied. I don't envy you the trip.
Oh, it won't be so bad. I'll take the cars to Kansas City, stagecoach to El Paso. I'll meet Fisher not far from there. And at the first opportunity, he and I will slip across the border and interview him.
You don't take your riding horseback so good, do you, Mr. Merrick?
Saddle's no worse than some of the stages on the way out here.
I reckon not.
Much further, have we to go?
Jack, we ain't no more than cross the Rio. You've got to get to them foothills up ahead before we meet up with Perez.
Foothills?
Well, it's a mite dark to see good, Mr. Merrick. But you just look on ahead. And where you see something that's blacker than the rest of what you can see, then you're looking at the hills.
Perez is expecting us, Link?
Yep. Told him we'd cross the border tonight. You'll be waiting for us, all right.
By the way, that masked man you mentioned, the Lone Ranger, what on earth made you worry about him?
If you was acquainted in the West, there's something you wouldn't have to ask.
But you wrote as though he were quite alone.
Uh-huh. He is, stepping for a redskin.
Then I don't see...
You need for interrupting, Mr. Merrick, but it's a fact you don't see. You can take my word for it, I'd rather have a whole regiment of soldiers after me than that, hombre. He's plain poison. And when he takes a hand in the game, you can bet the fur's going to fly. Yes, sir.
I represent millions in money. You have a dozen good men, and from what you told me, Perez has a band of at least 300. That masked man couldn't possibly spoil our plans.
Didn't say he could. He's likely to pester us some.
How do you know he got wind of our plans?
One of my boys seen his engine power talking with the breed from Perez's gang. Lem had a hunch the engine was pumping the breed.
Was the breed questioned afterwards?
Sure, Lem never got close enough to be sure which one he was. But I ain't worried if you ain't. The only real ticklish job we got is getting them arms across the Rio. After that, it should be clear sailing.
How many government troops are on this side of the border?
Just a company. Captain Gonzalez commanding. They ain't nowhere near here. Fact is, they don't even know where Perez is hiding out. If they did, it wouldn't do them no good. They ain't half armed.
Yeah, I see.
And besides...
What was that?
A horse. Sure as shooting. Pull that.
Whoa.
Listen. See if you can hear it again.
No?
Maybe it wasn't nothing. Come on. Get up there.
Get up there.
Where in blazes are you?
Come, fellow. Stay there still, roll, fellow.
Mask. Silver. Tonto. It's the Lone Ranger.
Dismount. Keep an eye on them, Tonto.
Tonto, watch them.
Dismount.
This is an outrage. What in tarnation do you want?
I've been waiting for you, Link, and you, Merrick.
Look here, you can't touch us. We're not in the States.
And I'm not the law.
Yes. There's a hold-up.
You can call it that. Stand where you are and keep your hands raised. If you move, Tonto will fire.
What are you aiming to do?
I'm searching Merrick.
I'm not carrying money.
And I'm not interested in your money. What are these?
Oh, the letters. They can't do you any good.
We'll see. I think I'll keep them.
This is robbery.
Merrick, you're up to something, and I'm going to find out what it is.
You
suspect
can't...
certain things. I'm going to make sure my suspicions are correct. They are, I like.
Ain't you acting kind of high-handed?
Link, I know you and your reputation. Merrick here represents interests that are among the most powerful in the country.
Yeah? Well, what of it?
I believe Merrick is behind some plan which, if successful, will threaten the good relations existing between the States and Mexico. He and his kind are responsible for the suspicion which the people on this side of the border hold us. You and your kind, Link, will play any scheming crooked game. The stakes are worth your while.
You don't know a thing. You're guessing.
I had to make guesses up to this point, Merrick. But with these letters to identify me as you, I won't have to guess much longer.
Hey, are you crazy enough to go to Perry's camp and palm yourself off for Merrick here?
Perhaps.
You'll never get away with it.
It's worth trying.
What are you going to do with us?
There's a Pueblo village a few miles from here. You can start walking.
You're keeping the horses?
We are.
No, wait, please.
Go on your way before I change my mind.
But Mr. Merrick. Ain't no use arguing with these hombres. I told you what the masked fellow was like.
Walk miles?
It's not too far.
Come on.
You'll pay for this. I won't forget. You'll pay.
Come on and save your breath for walking.
Why, you let him go.
I have a reason, Kemosabe.
You go to outlaw camp?
Yes, in disguise.
But then get horse from village, ride fast to outlaw, tell outlaw you missed, feller.
Exactly. Tonto, we're going to try an old trick.
And what that?
If they hurry, Merrick and Link will reach that village in an hour. They'll buy or borrow horses and get to Perez just as fast as they can.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to pose as Merrick and be with Perez when they arrive. I'll give them the chance to expose me.
Me not savvy.
I'll be in no real danger because I'll be expecting them. As soon as they arrive, I'll make my escape.
Then what do?
They'll see me leave and feel free to talk over their plans. They won't know that you're close by.
That good idea.
There are only a few men with Perez now. Most of them are farther back in the hills.
That's right.
Perez is in that cabin at the mouth of Spruce Canyon. If he keeps guard in his usual manner, you shouldn't have any trouble approaching.
And Tonto do that.
And if anything does go wrong, if they do get the drop on me, you'll be there to help.
Here's the scout.
Later, if I get free, I want to talk to Captain Gonzalez. If he's told where that gang's hiding, he may be able to defeat Perez once and for all.
Come on, get him up, scout.
Before reaching Spruce Canyon, the Lone Ranger halted again and, with Tonto's aid, assumed a disguise. Then, when the Indian's keen ears heard the far-off sound of approaching hoofs, the Lone Ranger rode boldly into the outlaw's camp.
Who, fellow? Who, boy? Who?
Who comes?
Take me to your leader.
Who is there?
A gringo, Excellency.
El Fernando Perez?
Si. And you, senor?
I'll step inside. I think you can guess my business. It'll be better if we have privacy.
You are Senor Merrick?
These letters should identify me.
It is so. But Senor Fisher, where is he? Why does he not come?
He met with some trouble. He'll be along very soon, however.
Trouble? Then why...
I haven't much time. Let's get down to terms. Here. Sit down, Perez.
You are very sudden, Senor. You are in a big hurry, no?
You can understand why.
Of a certainty.
I don't believe in preliminaries. You know what I want. I know what you want. The only thing that remains to be settled is the exact terms and the manner of carrying them out.
You put it well.
I'll hear what you have to say first, Perez. If I don't like it, I'll tell you.
Senor from the north, perhaps you do not understand me. I am Fernando Perez, a great liberator. My heart, she bleed for my poor countrymen.
You needn't pretend for my benefit. I'm still waiting to hear your terms.
I will need money, much money. You comprehend how these things are.
I understand. How much money?
$100,000.
That's a large figure.
But think, senor, in 1 year, in 1 year only, you will make twice $100,000 from the ground in gold alone.
Very well. And what more?
I need arms, senor. Arms for 1,000 men.
You haven't 1,000 men. I doubt that you've got 300.
That is so. But with money and arms, I will soon have plenty more.
Outlaws like yourself.
Senor! I do not like the way you speak.
I said once we needn't pretend. I know you're nothing but an outlaw, no matter what you call yourself, and you know it. We'll leave it like that.
What is that?
Link, probably. Step over here, Perez. Wait in the window. There's something to show you. I don't want your men to see it.
You show me something?
This.
Diablo!
Take a move and I'll shoot.
Perez, what? You're the man.
I'm the man you met wearing a mask. Inside, Merrick.
You imposter.
You call him Senor Merrick?
He is Merrick. I never claimed to be, did I?
Caramba, what is this?
Stand where you are. I found out what I wanted and I'm leaving. Don't try to stop me.
Perez, what have you told that fella?
He's outside. After him. After him. Catch him. 100, 500 pesos. Leandre, the catching.
Tell your men to stay where they are. They ain't got no more chance of catching that fella than you have a dodge in the rope.
But if he is not Senor Merrick, then he is a spy.
That's just half of it.
So?
Ben Hombre's the Lone Ranger. You and all your men can chase after him from now till Merrick here turns on us. And then you won't catch him. Because a horse that can outrun that white stallion of his just ain't been born.
The curtain falls on the first act of our thrilling Lone Ranger drama. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Now to continue our story. When the Lone Ranger left the half-breed's camp, he rode across the hills into the valley and over the level plain toward the distant garrison of dragoons commanded by Captain Gonzalez. The sun had risen and the garrison was astir before he reached his destination. At the sight of the powerful white horse beating toward the small cluster of buildings, a company of men shouted the greetings. When the startled soldiers saw that the Lone Ranger was masked and were about to fire at him, Captain Gonzalez raised his hand in a sharp warning gesture. Then he called out to the approaching horseman.
It is the mask, hombre! My friend, you are welcome.
Who there?
What brings you here?
You remember me, Captain?
Always I will remember, Senor with the mask. You have been a friend to me and to my country.
I bring you news.
See?
News of Fernando Perez.
Perez, pig. He's a blood amigo.
Captain, I can take you to him. His men are on the hills to the east.
You can take me there, senor? Bueno. Oh, but no, it is no use.
No use?
You see me a captain of dragoons, my friend, and without arms. No, senor, it cannot be. What use are my brave hombres if they have not the guns with which to fight?
Why haven't they?
I have been sent arms, but they are mucho malo. They are no good. Old guns, senor. Guns that will not shoot.
More grafting army contractors, huh?
See.
I have other news.
And that?
I don't take pride in telling you, Captain Gonzalez. Does my countrymen no honor, but you will have to know.
See?
There are certain American men with a great deal of money who realize that a decisive stroke now might force you and your men out of this district. They are willing to pay to see that stroke delivered.
I have heard rumors.
I have more than rumors to go on. I have the facts.
How you find this out?
A friend of Tonto's, one of your countrymen, who Perez is forced to join his gang, was able to warn us that Perez expected visitors from the north last night. That gave me a chance to find out definitely that those Americans are going to give Perez help, both with money and arms.
And Tonto, where is he?
He remained behind to learn their plans, if possible. He'll meet me here.
That is well. You and I, my friend, we shall have the chance to talk.
And perhaps, Captain, when Tonto arrives, we'll have the chance to act.
Several hours later, the Tonto arrived to join the masked man and Captain Gonzalez. The news he brought was all that the Lone Ranger needed to put his plan into action.
Captain, I think your problem is solved.
Solved?
Tonto has told us that Link Fisher and his men will have the arms ready for smuggling across the border in about 2 weeks.
Then what will we do, senor? I cannot get the arms for my men in 2 weeks.
But you can.
Eh?
The arms Link will bring into the country. We'll take them.
But how, senor? We do not know how they will be sent. We do not know what trail they will take, what night they will choose.
Tonto and I will take care of that.
But Tonto, he said Perez is sending an escort to guard the arms. How can my men attack?
Tonto also said that Perez would send a messenger to Lincoln Merrick with a map telling what route the wagons with arms should follow to cross the Rio Grande.
See, but I don't...
Here, Silver. Call Scout Kimosabe. We're riding.
Here, Scout.
You have the plan?
Just the beginnings of one, Captain.
Then what is the plan?
Just an idea. I'll have to know more before I can work it out. Ready, Tonto?
Huh? Tonto ready.
We're returning to the hills, Captain, but you'll hear from us.
Come on,
get up, Scout.
Days passed slowly. Captain Gonzales, knowing the fate of the territory entrusted to his protection hung in the balance, was impatient for a word from the masked man. Fernando Perez, preparing to strike at the earliest moment, assembled his ragged forces in the hills. North of the border, Merrick and Link Fisher busied themselves with their conspiracy. On an evening 2 weeks later, they were seated at a table in the cafe at High Mesa, a small town west of El Paso.
Everything is ready, Link.
Close to it, Mr. Merrick. Roof was to pick up them last cases of guns today.
Did you get them?
Most likely. He'll be here before long to report. If anything had gone wrong, we'd have heard from him before this.
Here he comes now.
Howdy, Mr. Merrick. Howdy, Link.
Sit down.
Sure.
Get them guns.
Give the word and we'll start.
Perez's man was to reach here early this evening. Why doesn't he come?
No, don't get nervous.
But I've
seen a brief come up the road on horseback just as I was coming in. Maybe that was him.
Then where is he?
If it's the one you're looking for, he's likely just about hitching his horse to the wreck. Hey, who's that?
Pedro. That's the fellow, Mr. Merrick. Good.
Hi there, Pedro. Over here.
Good evening, senor.
Evening. Have a chair and rest your bones.
Gracias.
Let us give you something to bring us, Pedro.
Si. Is this
the map?
Here. Let's see.
Shucks. This won't be hard to follow.
We'll head for Vermilion Creek. Run alongside it till it enters the Rio, then cross just above. I recollect that crossing is a good one.
Then we'd better... What's funny?
Something to you, Pedro?
It's most funny, senor. I laugh because tonight I meet the man with mask, and he find nothing.
What's that? The masked man.
What happened? If he's seen this man...
No, he's not see it. This is what is funny. He stopped me, hold a gun on me, search me. Oh, he search most well. He search from head to foot and still he find nothing.
Yeah?
For all the time he searched me, the map she's saving my saddlebag. And there he's not look.
Where was that engine he travels with?
The redskin I do not see, amigo.
That was a close one. And he's still taking a hand in this game. I say we should get those arms across the border before he does discover something. Right now.
I'm with you on that. Come on, fellas.
We can be across before daylight if we get a hustle on.
The Perez will have an escort waiting for us.
Si, senor. You need have no fear before you.
Good. Into your saddles, friends. Tonight we do things.
Merrick and his companions made their way from town and raced to the isolated arroyo where the arms and wagons were concealed. Orders were shouted. The wagons hitched up. The secret journey to the Rio Grande begun.
Head the horses for Vermilion Creek. Come on, get started.
Vermilion Creek was found and followed southward. A bright moon lit the way for the caravan. It revealed the level valley for miles, but there was no sign of United States troopers. At last they reached the Rio Grande, and as the last wagon struggled up the farther bank, a band of shabbily dressed horsemen appeared from beyond the rise. They shouted a greeting from the distance, and Link replied with,
Howdy, friends! We got here all right. You brought your guns and ammunition aplenty. It's the escort from Perez, fellas. Now to reach the hills, pass out these guns and watch the lid blow off.
In the meantime, Perez waited in the cabin that served him as headquarters for the escort he had dispatched to return to the wagon. Hour after hour passed. He had expected their arrival shortly after dawn. But the sun rose, climbed the eastern sky, and was almost midway in the heavens when the sound of hoofs sent him eagerly to the door.
Diablo, the arms! Where are the wagons? What has happened?
Why are the wagons not here?
Oh, my general, the wagons do not come.
Impossible.
But it is so, I swear it. We wait where we are told. I send men to ride this way, that way, to hunt them out, but they are not to be found.
You be fool, you have made a mistake.
No, no, something has gone wrong.
Ah.
What will we do?
You! When I find the hombre who is responsible for this, I will kill him.
Sapristi, the dragoons, they dare not attack us. They have no arms.
But look, they come!
Diablo! Fire! Heal! Heal! Fight! Fight! For we are done!
The Lone Ranger led the fierce charge upon the stronghold of the outlaws. Behind him came Tonto, and behind Tonto, leading his shouting, exultant men, came Captain Gonzalez. The battle was soon joined. Perez, desperate, terrified, unable to understand what had happened, frantically urged his forces to resistance. In the better part of an hour, the fighting raged between soldiers and outlaws. And wherever the need was the greatest, there was the masked man.
Captain Silver! This way, Tonto! Captain! Captain!
The outlaws, though outnumbering the soldiers, soon lost all spirit for the fight. At first singly, then in increasing numbers, they threw down their arms and begged to be spared. At last, even Perez, though he knew death before a firing squad awaited his capture, conceded defeat. He dropped his gun, raised his hands high above his head, and stumbled toward Captain Gonzalez.
I give up! Mercy, Capitan! Mercy! I give up! Mercy! Mercy, please! Mercy!
Battle won, Captain Gonzalez gathered the leaders of the conspiracy in the cabin that had belonged to Fernando Perez. There the masked man pointed toward the cringing figure of Merrick.
Captain, this is the man behind the whole thing. It was his money that financed these outlaws, his partners in the East. Your government acts through Washington, they'll get the punishment they deserve.
That will be done, my friend.
Well, I still don't savvy this. How'd you get on to where we planned to cross the river with the wagons? Pedro said you never seen the map he brought us. You couldn't just guess it.
I didn't see the map.
Then how
did you... Tonto did. I kept Pedro's attention while I searched him. Tonto went through the saddlebag. He found the map, made a few changes, then replaced it.
We fooled Pedro good.
As a matter of fact, you never had a chance. We knew you had the arms and wagons concealed in that arroyo, waiting for word from Perez.
I don't believe it. You knew so much, why did you let us start out at all? Why didn't you just report us to the American soldiers?
For a very good reason. They would have confiscated the arms and the plot would have been spoiled. Perez, however, would still have been at large.
This way we capture you, the arms, Perez, and finish it all up at once.
Yeah, I should have known better than to take a job that would send me up against a masked man. Merrick, I told you what was likely to happen.
How was I to know?
And that trick of the masked man's and having the soldiers dressed up like they was from Perez and meeting us at the border like they was the escort we was looking for. That's the trick that's done for us.
Well, by thunder, the next time.
But, Senor Fisher, there will be no next time. You will get what you deserve. And look, there is the man who has saved this valley for my country.
Come on, Silver Old Boy! There's adventure on the trail ahead!
Thank you. have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Check us out on Twitter, @OTRWesterns. And don't forget to rate us on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This podcast is a proud member of the OT Netcast Network. For more information and a list of all of our shows, go to otnetcast.com. Again, that's otnetcast.com. This episode is copyright 2011 under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Thanks for listening and have a great day.